Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
And Moore's going to race to second base, and if he stops, he's got the cycle. How about that? Robert Moore clears the bases, and he's hit for the cycle.
He's got one of the best bat flips in all of college baseball.
And he touches that one. That is a no-doubter as he bat flips it, and it is out of here.
And he's turning double plays and talking about the Diamond Hogs on The Buzz. It's time to talk with Razorback second baseman Robert Moore. Brought to you by Sissy's Log Cabin, Arkansas's largest independently owned jewelry store. Visit one of their five statewide locations, either in Pine Bluff, Little Rock, Jonesboro, Memphis, or Conway. Online at sissyslogcabin.com. And now, here's Robert Moore.
All right, let's go to Fayetteville and talk to our man Robert Moore. Good morning, Robert. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Man, we're doing wonderful. You know, the challenge of doing this call with you on Tuesday is that you will have played four games. You know, there's so much stuff that happens between the times that we talk, Robert. It's hard to remember it all because, you know, the last time we talked to you, we were getting ready to play the Trojans. And that seems like it was forever ago. And you guys get down like six zip and everybody's going like, uh-oh. You guys come storming back. It takes 4 hours to complete the game. And then, of course, you guys obviously win the series against Mississippi State. You know, it's not like football. You got one game to talk about. You guys got a lot of things to talk about from week to week.
Yeah, I guess that's a good thing because I completely forgot we were down 6-0 to the Trojans. So.
Well, you know, it's funny. You play UCA tonight. And I was telling the boys it was a year ago against UCA that you hit for the cycle. I was going to ask you what do you remember about that night a year ago?
Honestly, I don't remember a whole lot. I just remember, in these midweek, I always try to walk a lot because they don't throw very many strikes and get yourself out.
Right.
So I just remember telling myself not to swing, and I swung a lot that day. So. Well, that's the only thing I remember.
I never hit for the cycle when I was playing baseball, but so you don't keep up in your mind. You completely go back at bat to at bat. You're not paying attention to whether you've had a double, a triple, a home run. Nobody's coming up to you.
Oh, he knew,
Robert.
I will say that I let everyone know that I was a double A. Cycle.
You did. You let everybody know you got a double to go. That's great, man. That's awesome. Well, again, it was a amazing accomplishments. You know, we're talking about these midweek games. You guys, you had another. You guys have Mississippi State's number. I can't recall off the top of my head how many series you guys have won in a row against them. But you have these great battles on the weekend versus the SEC, and then you have these midweek games where. You know, I know you don't relax, but I have to think it's a different mentality from a pitching standpoint and a team standpoint, right?
The only difference, truthfully, might be is you're obviously not throwing Connor, Hagan Smith, or Jackson Wiggins. You let some other guys pitch, but I think the mentality is the same. You know, you're playing players that want to play and guys that want to win the game. I don't know if relaxed is the right word, but, you know, you're a little bit more freed up and loose, and, it's not as uptight or tense as a Friday night game or a Saturday night game, but, you definitely try to win the game, and you definitely try to compete at a high level.
Hey, Robert, in the Mississippi State series, this year as a whole, but in particular in the Sunday game, you guys played – more small ball than I've seen you guys do in particular since you've been there, but really in the past 7-8 years or so under Coach Van Horn. I wonder if that's something that you guys have focused on working on this year, maybe because you think down the road you may have to win a ball game that way, or if that was just situation that came up Sunday.
I think a little bit of both. I think a lot of it has to do with personnel. So we have the personnel to play a lot of small ball. So you've got to play to the team, and we have a lot of multi-skilled players that can do it. So, it's helping us win games. Honestly, whenever you're playing defense and you see the other team bunt, very rarely does it ever work. They always foul it off or don't get the bunt down. We're doing a very good job of getting our bunts down.
We're visiting with Robert Moore, brought to you by Sissy's Log Cabin. You guys play at Florida Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, took the series against Mississippi State. You won the first two, lost the third game. I knew this it has to drive you crazy, Robert. And that Sunday game, 0-13 with runners on base, bases loaded in the ninth inning. Is that the most irritating thing is from a hitting perspective, is to have those runners in position and not get them in?
Yes and no. I mean, one, the game is a lot harder than people think. And two, you know, we were having good at bats. Just, you know, just ball didn't fall for us. So, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, I think Stovall hit the line drive down the line. We hit a couple balls. We got knocked down by the wind. You know, we might have got rung up on a pitch that was probably a ball. You know, we were having good at bats. I think Gregory and Wallace took a couple of walks and got bunked down. So we're definitely putting ourselves in a position to win. It's just sometimes the ball doesn't fall for you.
Yeah, you guys obviously had the long ball was big over the weekend. Jalen Battles, two home runs, and you guys had back-to-back home runs with Lanzilli. And it's always fun for fans to go see the long ball play, and you guys are really taking advantage of that this weekend.
Well, we finally had a couple of days where the wind was blowing straight in.
Yep.
So,
yep.
That's all I can say about that.
Well, obviously, the fans love the long ball. And
I did
want to say, though, I think I mentioned it last week's call about you guys are number one defensively in the SEC. You're fourth nationally in fielding percentage. Obviously, you guys take a lot of pride in that. I know you don't care about stats. You've said that before. But, again, indicative of how much you guys have worked and the talent you have.
Oh, that's the reason why we're winning games. We throw strikes and we field the ball. We don't give them a whole lot of second chances. So, it's a credit to our players for, making all the routine plays and then making some really good plays as well.
You know, go ahead, Roger. No. I was going to ask, too, before I let you go, Robert, you know, we saw the series. Well, I guess it was I can't remember who Tennessee was playing, but the bat issue there, Coach Vitale, you know, charged the field, wanted to get the bat back, and for a lot of people, a lot of novices like us didn't realize the extent to where those bats are measured and you know looked at before the game. Just for those of our listeners who don't know about that, talk about that process if you can.
Well, what I do know is every single bat is tested before the series, and if it passes the test, they do a compression test, and then they do a different type of test just to see if the bat is of legal shape. And if it passes the test, they put a sticker on it. Now, these stickers they put on it are like stickers that you play with when you're like 3 and 4 years old.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they can fall off at any given time, especially when you put some pine tar on. Or,
interesting.
You know, you take a couple swings or the vibrations on the bat. I mean, they fall off very frequently. So I don't know exactly what happened in that series or in that game. I wasn't there. And I don't know what was up with Jordan Beck's bat. But I do know is if your bat doesn't pass the test, they take the bat for the weekend and you can't have it back.
Oh, wow.
So obviously he was using the bat in the game, and it might have passed the test, and these stickers fall off pretty frequently.
So what is it, a Hello Kitty sticker? Is that what it is?
They need to redo the – are you kidding me? Is that the best way
do it? You know what we call? Sigma Supply. They have the adhesive.
Yeah, that seems like that is not the best efficient way of doing it. If like you said, they're not great stickers.
In there, kitty.
It would seem to be an obvious that it might fall off. That's sort of strange. Yeah. That's
inspected
interesting.
By Inspector Number 4.
Yeah. Anyway, that was it was a crazy deal.
Yeah,
that was something new to us.
I thought the whole deal would have been pine tar.
So here's the deal. So we're coming up tonight, Robert. We're gonna do our show in the morning at the Staybridge Hotel, which is right across from the stadium. Yeah. So we'll be there watching you tonight. We'll give you a holler. So if you hear three or four guys screaming at you, it's the morning mayhem, guys. And just you can ignore us if you want to, or you can give us the wave. Like, yeah, those are the goofballs I talk to every week down there in Little Rock. So
just smile and wave. That's all you got to do. Just smile. Yeah, there they are. Can't believe I'm making money with these guys. It's all great.
Go ahead, Justin.
I was just saying, before we get you out of here, I was just curious, Robert, you're a guy who's came in and started as a true freshman, and I wonder if you could talk about Tigert and the impact he's had and the way he's throwing the ball, and in particular as a true freshman. It's pretty impressive.
Well, he's not afraid. He gets in there and he throws strikes with a big breaker ball and a fastball, and anytime you're not afraid and you have a plus breaking ball, you're going to be pretty good, so. As long as he stays healthy, I can see him pitching for a long time.
Well, buddy, well, good luck tonight. We'll be there rooting you on, and good luck against Florida. We'll talk to you next week, Robert. Thanks so much.
Okay. See you guys. Thank you.